A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Megillah Chafav, Megillah 26b, pagination 52. We are above the wide lines, counting up from the wide, about eight lines in the middle of a line, Tafresh Tanu Rabbanan, we learnt. Our topic for today is what's called Shemos or Geniza. Shemos meaning that it contains the name of Hashem, and there's a special restriction to be not to be disrespectful, to make sure to dispose of used scrolls properly if they have the name of Hashem. And the more general term, Geniza, which means to hide something, would apply even if it doesn't actually have Hashem's name in a very formal way, but even if it has certain levels of holiness, it would also require to be hidden and not disposed of in a disrespectful manner. So this is obviously a very practical topic because we constantly generate many, many printed works that pertain to Torah. And we would certainly want to know when we've used them and we're ready to dispose of them, worksheets, newspapers, parsha sheets, what is the level of respect that's required for these items? So there are basically three categories, and at least we would try to do the basics so that we understand what the shailos are regarding these items. The three categories are tashmishei mitzvah, items that were used for a mitzvah, but there's no intrinsic holiness. And in such a case, we simply want to make sure not to be disrespectful to the mitzvah with which it was used. A lulav after Sukkot, for example, there's no intrinsic holiness to the lulav, but it would be disrespectful to use it in an improper manner because it was used for a great mitzvah. They say a story about the Chasam Sofer that two students came for an interview, and the Chasam Sofer was watching from the window as they walked up to the yeshiva. One of them saw the schach piled up by the curb, and he walked around the leftover schach after Yom Tov. And the other Talmud, or potential Talmud, stepped directly on the schach, on the boards, on the branches, as he came into the yeshiva. They say that even though both Talmidim interviewed well, the Chasam Sofer would not accept the Talmud who stepped on the branches of the schach. Apparently it was noticeable that it was schach, and the Chasam Sofer felt that it was a lack of sensitivity to be able to do that, even though there's no halachic technical requirement by a tashmish mitzvah. Once it's discarded, it's discarded, but you're not allowed to be disrespectful to it. The second category is a tashmish kedusha, an item that was used with holiness, things related to tefillin and mezuzah, and those are going to have a higher level of holiness intrinsic, and they're going to require what's called geniza. The third and highest level is a Sefer Torah, and the question is how far to take this category called Sefer Torah, which we have to dispose b'chli cheres in a waterproof method to the extent that we can, l'man yamdu yomim rabim, that it should be preserved to the extent that we can. So let's see the Gemara, these three categories. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Tashmishei mitzvah nizrakim. if something only was used for a mitzvah, it may be discarded. Tashmishei kedusha nignozim. If something is a support for kedusha, it retains some holiness and it has to be hidden. Ve'ilu ein tashmishei mitzvah. These are examples of the first and lowest category. Sukkah, lulav, shofar, and tzitzis. Both the strands and maybe, perhaps, the garment. These are things that could be nizrakim, but the description is that you're not allowed to do it in a way of disrespect. And therefore, for example, we're told that the garment, the talis, as we call it, is not allowed to be used as a washcloth, for example. You can't downgrade it in a disrespectful way. But it does not really require special geniza, and therefore a person would be allowed to be disposing these items as long as it's respectful. Schach, wood, together with other clean wood, normal disposal, not in a dirty garbage, disrespectful setting. When we dispose of certain items in this category, we simply put them in a plastic bag and then into the garbage. Ve'elu ein tashmishei kedusha, and these, next category, is items that retain a level of holiness. The luskime sefarim, certain types of bags that are used to protect the holy scrolls. Tefillin, mezuzas, tikshal sefer Torah, the bag of a sefer Torah, v'nar tikshal tefillin, the bag of tefillin. It's a question of how far to take this category. Uritsuo seyen, and the straps of the tefillin. These fit into the category of tashmishei kedusha, and they require geniza. Geniza in our time is typically that we put it into a bag that's waterproof. We make an effort to try to make it waterproof, and we bury it in the ground in a method that's reasonable, that it shouldn't get destroyed by water damage. And finally, towards the bottom of the page, we have the case of Sefer Torah Shebola. This is five lines up. A Sefer Torah that is worn out and can no longer be repaired. Gonzin Oso, Eitzel Talmud Chacham. The tradition was that they would bury it together with a Talmud Chacham. This is not so widely practiced, but we are required to dispose of it in the highest level of geniza, and that we see on the next line is bechli cheres, in an earthenware vessel, which was their way of saying waterproof to the extent that they were able. They sealed it up and it was then buried. In our time, the sofrim, when they take mezuzas or tefillin parshios, so typically they put it either in glass or in plastic, some other method of waterproof, and in that way they dispose of it, as is described over here, unesatam bechli cheres, when you put something in earthenware or a similar waterproof vessel, leman yamdu yamim rabim, and it gets preserved for the length of days. So again, three categories, and the question is where you fit everything in. But if it's only a tashmish mitzvah, if it's the lowest level, so then the most you would be required to do is double bag it and put it into regular garbage. If it's a tashmish kedusha, it has already attained a level of holiness, and that we would dispose of in waterproof by burial. And the highest level, the Sefer Torah, and perhaps scrolls of tefillin and mezuzahs are very consciously put in waterproof kelim and dispose of in that way. The result is that if you have newspapers that have Divrei Torah, and you want to take those pages of Divrei Torah and dispose of them, it's highly probable that simply double bagging it, and the same for worksheets from school that don't have Hashem's name clearly written there, double bagging them and putting them in regular garbage is presumably sufficient. The other pages of the newspaper can obviously be recycled or disposed of as is fit in your locale. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.